Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Play Keno
from only $1 a game.
Gamble responsibly.
1-800-858-858.
Righto, Jars. The Crows have announced their coaching panel in their search for their brand new senior coach at the Adelaide Football Club. Joining us now, Crows CEO Andrew Fagan. Fags, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Going well. You're getting real busy down there. External review still happening. We've got the coaching panel put together, and two other people everybody was keen on awaiting the names of for your coaching panel, and that is Phil Smythe and James Podsiadley will join yourself, and the great Roo Mark Ricciuto as the four-man coaching panel to search for Adelaide's next coach. How did you get to getting Phil Smythe and Jay Pod on your list?
Yeah, thanks, mate, and good question. Phil's helped us out before.
Yep.
So he's been involved in some of our other coach searches and just brings, I guess, a slightly different view. He's obviously had a wealth of experience in professional sport, primarily obviously in the sport of basketball. Won championships there, has obviously played and coached. But he's also, I'm not sure everyone knows this, but he's also spent a lot of time within the AFL industry providing, mentoring and leadership and education, feedback to AFL coaches and to players. And, he's done a little bit of stuff with our footy club. I think he's worked with Port Adelaide, maybe Richmond, Brisbane. He just brings a different set of eyes. So it was great to have him involved again. And then James Podsiadley, obviously, familiar as a former player, understands Adelaide, understands our environment, some of the players who are here through his time as both a player and a coach. But importantly, he spent the last year or so as part of the AFL's game analysis team, which just puts him in that seat of being across all of the work they've been doing in analysing the trends of the modern game. And look, the final thing is probably that we'll, as you work through this process and we narrow down a list, we might call upon others from time to time to sit and be part of the process if we deem necessary.
All right, so what type of coach is going to be required to coach this group moving forward, knowing that there's going to be some list changes at the end of the year, Fags? What type of person is out there? Because I'm trying to rattle my brain to find a good fit for this footy club, and there's not much out there.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that,
okay.
Jars. I think there's plenty of talent out there, and certainly some of those that have either reached out to us or we've identified to date suggest there's some good talent there. Okay. Always a pool that's relatively small, just given the nature of the AFL industry. Mm. And look, there's always the core competencies that are common to all coaches, particularly in the modern day, having a great ability to develop relationships, obviously strong communication skills, being a strong leader. But then you've just got to look at the nuances that then suit our, in this respect, obviously our team and our football club, both here in Adelaide and just where our group's at. You're right, as that list changes, it becomes a bit younger than it probably has, and that will continue over the next couple of years. So we'll put all of that into our brief and then seek to, put names against that specific brief, some of whom might be great coaches but don't suit us.
Mm-hmm.
And look to get the best possible person to lead us over the next few years.
Fags, it's a unique time or a unique stage, and probably it hasn't happened too often in too many footy clubs at your football club at the moment. You've got an external review going on, yet you've got two blokes sitting on the coaching panel that are in that very position. So does this, how do I phrase it, from a public's point of view, have they got confidence that two of you could potentially be gone if the review comes back unfavourable, yet you're in charge of picking a coach?
Oh, look, I guess we've always going to have plenty of opinions that exist in this industry, but we've got the CEO and the football director who are the two appropriate people to be on this panel. Then obviously with two externals to balance that out, which I think should provide everyone with the confidence that you've got lots of opinions. And ultimately, it's a recommendation that then goes through to the board. The board's actually the final decision maker in this process as well. So, I think we've spoken before. Everyone's job is always up for review, and let's be clear about we always say that, and it's true because that's the sort of industry that we exist in. The review is obviously primarily focused on our football department, and not to try and put too fine a point on it, but that's sort of what we're looking at the moment is what changes we can make in that football department to improve the performances on the field. But equally, every one of us takes responsibility for when we underperform, whether it's on or off the field. So But I think when we narrow it down to this job, which is trying to find a coach, I think we've got a really well balanced panel, and that will ultimately make a formal recommendation up to the board.
Fags, when do you expect the external review to finish?
Probably the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping. So, I don't want to put too much of a hard date on it, because it'll finish when all the work is done. But certainly they're a significant way through the interviews, beginning to identify some really key themes and insights, and then it's just a case of finalising the report and then presenting the recommendations through me to the board.
Fake, can we offer Brody Grundy a 7-year deal, $1 million a year, please? Because he wants to come home. He's 25 years old, number one ruckman in the world. Can we get him?
I've heard that. So
he wants to come home, Fakes. Come on.
He's pretty good in throwing out those comments, throwing out the fishing line, isn't he? So, look, mate, he's a fantastic player. Someone who'd be, I'm sure, would add value to any team that he's at, including ours.
He's a big game fisherman too, Fakes. It's big money. It's off the shelf. That's where he's at.
He's out there with Greg Norman.
Correct. It looks that way.
So the coaching timeline, Fakes, back to another timeline.
Yeah, I don't think it'll take too long, only because it's, you've got a pool that you work through, and the process itself, defines itself into a relatively short number of people, and then a structured sort of interview process and an assessment process. When we have made probably our last two appointments in Phil Walsh and Don Pike, again they weren't at dissimilar times to right now.
Yeah.
The same process we're going through now, and we're able to launch it through the final series and finish it pretty close to the a week or so after the grand final. So look, I'd like to think we're working to a similar time frame, but again, it will just take as long as it takes. We'll have to see how it works out once we get down to the last couple.
All right, mate. Well, good luck in getting your coach. Good luck with the review, and it'll all be a distant memory, hopefully in the short term future.
Good on you guys. Look forward to speaking again soon.
There he is, Crows CEO Andrew Fagan on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Great to have your company, Adelaide. A massive show edition of the Rush Hour. I welcome the big man in. He's got the Espana hat on again. Very Trump-esque. The one and only Andrew Juice built that wall, Jarman.
G'day, Lou. Good to see you again, mate. And you got your Glenelg top on again.
Go base.
You've gone back to back.
Absolutely.
That's a good omen for the base.
Got to throw it out there. Get your colours on.
Yeah, Lou, well done.
We want a massive crowd this weekend. Sandford Grand Final, Port V, the Bay.
The rivals.
I'll tell you, I want 40,000 plus. Yeah.
Dave Granger and Studley Corns will be down there.
Cannot wait. And, of course, the tradition continues on Triple M.
Yes, yeah.
Triple M Rocks Footy, the Sandford Grand Final. This Sunday, make sure you get it locked and loaded on the M's. Myself, Yoda.
Beautiful.
Dare I say, can I announce it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The Big Texan.
Big Texan.
Is going to join us as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely.
All angles covered in what will hopefully be an absolute ball terror.
Delta.
Of a Grand Final. Delta. All right. Can we take this moment just to indulge ever so slightly and congratulate the Sloans?
Yeah.
Rory and Belinda. A little baby boy.
Beautiful.
Sonny Leo.
I love the name.
And given the history and the tragedy that has followed that young family around, that is the greatest news I've seen for a long, long time. So congratulations, guys. Sonny, of course, a regular on our show. Hopefully catch up with him soon.
Yeah.
See where it's all at and what it's like.
Isn't it beautiful?
Did it get it all? I mean, it takes me back, doesn't it?
It does, Luke.
It certainly does.
It does, absolutely.
And, of course, on a sad note, the footballing world and the greater.
Oh, yeah.
Sporting public farewell, Danny Frawley today in Melbourne.
Chockers, Luke.
So absolutely chockers.
Yeah. Say goodbye to the
We miss you, Spud.
We will.
Rest in peace, great man. And I'll tell
keep
you
an
what,
eye on us, Spud.
Thoughts and prayers with family and really close,
well said.
Close friends of the great man, the Spud. All right, we've got a lot to get through, Jars. They've announced the coaching panel, the Crows. Mm-hmm. Andrew Fagan, Mark Ricciuto, the CEO and the footy director.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Smythe. Oh, Filthy's
great
in there, which I think is a fantastic appointment. And the J-Pod, James Podsedley, of course, doing good work with the AFL.
He's
ex-player, ex-coach at the Crows, knows the environment.
Mm.
He is in there. So they are now locked and loaded, ready to go and find Adelaide's next senior coach.
They have the responsibility, Lou, to find the right man.
They certainly do.
Good luck.
To big, and that's also alongside of the external review that is going on at the moment. We've got Andrew Fagan, the Crow CEO, coming up in about 20 minutes' time. I'm going to ask him whether that's a little bit of crossover,
cross-pollination. You're going to give him a bit of chin music,
are you? I don't know.
Get
I thought it's strange that, I know it's normal, but it's also strange. It's a rare time to be under an external review of all positions, yet be in the position of actually going to find a coach. So picture this, and I'm sort of giving you a hypothetical that this team finds a coach and it doesn't go well. How does that play out in the front bar?
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there is a potential, or I think most people in the public feel there's a potential that potentially either of those men may not be there going forward. Yet they're in charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of finding the next coach. It's just a really strange space and strange times. And I know it's not their fault.
No.
Because Pikey walked.
Stood, yep.
But the review was on. Then you've got to go, hang on, my job's up for grabs, but by the way, I'm just going to go and appoint a senior coach.
Because normally you do it after the review.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. When you start. Because the review comes through, you get the results.
Yep. Right.
Everything happens. The cards fall.
Decisions, yep.
And then you go, right, who's left standing? Who's around? We pick the best team involved to go forth. I know you can't wait around. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, and I'll ask Fakes, whether it will pass the sniff test of the public. Because, no, and I say that with all seriousness.
It is the sniff test.
Because the fans were irate. They wanted an external review. They've got it. It seems to me the external review rules have shifted. The goalposts might have moved on the run. So we'll try and find out a bit more about that. Again, not having a crack at it because it's unusual circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are you going to throw in Brody Grundy there?
I'm going to ask a question.
Checkbook out.
He wants 7 years. Brodes wants to come home. Collingwood will only give him 3 and a bit.
Yep.
Let's give him $1 million a year.
Sounds good.
If we're going to have a clean out,
yeah,
we'll have money. We'll be cashed up, surely. Well,
tell you what I'll do.
Let's get him. The number one ruckman and potentially could be the Brownlow medalist, Lulu.
Absolutely. And get him before he gets real dear, because if he wins the Brownlow.
Oh, of course.
He's going up. Tell you what I'll do for him.
Cheers go up.
And his manager's probably listening. Look, I'll throw in Jars's beachfront mansion. he'll have to buy it. And again, you'll be a bit like Brody Grundy. You'll be cashing in on right place, right time.
Yeah,
so you'll get overs. Brodes can get overs, but then get unders because the club will get him.
There's winners all round.
Everybody wins.
Oh, dear.
Up next, though. Moving. Stiff or soft's on the show as well today.
All right,
but up next, let's talk about it. The hypocrisy of the AFL continued overnight. Toby Green had his one-game ban upheld. He did less than he did the week before, but he got a week's holiday. Can't work it out.
No.
I'll try and explain it next year. Jars and I, the Rush Hour.
Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Toby Green failed to get his one-match ban taken away last night at the AFL Tribunal. Jars, they upheld the charge of contact around the face. I mean, it's loose at best.
So what new evidence did they find to gnarly on?
They didn't have to. Once the report's laid, it was GWS who had to come up with the counter evidence to suggest that it didn't happen. So this is despite murky evidence at best. Lachie Neale confirming it was in his nose, not his eyes.
Correct.
All right. And he gets the same penalty that Tom Hawkins gets for an act that has the potential
to, the head.
To cause serious injury. Now, we know the AFL don't like eye contact,
but
if you're going to book someone on it, call it what it is. It's either face raking / eye gouging. And if that's the case, you're not getting a week for that.
No.
So it's under the banner of misconduct again. And you just go, you want to go, well, hang on a minute. Are they seriously making this up as we go along?
Yeah, I think they are.
Do you know what I mean?
No, they are.
What, you missed him last week?
Yeah, they should have got. They should have got him last week.
How they didn't get him last week on a charge.
That was intentional and over the top.
Yeah.
And he should have copped the week for that. But what he did on the weekend, there's no way he got a week. He deserved the week for that.
And if it
honestly
is, he's reached in there, and if he's given a little tap on the nose or around it, it's a fine.
And Lachie Neale's come out and said, I'm fine. Nothing
But if
happened.
It's anyone else, again, I can't get past the fact, if that's not Toby Green, it's not the circus that it is. And they can say, no, that's not true at all.
If that was Dusty Martin or Pendles,
what
do you reckon?
Oh, but no, I'll give you another example. If that's Trent Cotchin from 2 years ago.
Of course.
Jumper punches, high shots. Oh, no, free to play.
Nah. Yeah.
Hashtag free kick Richmond.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
And then you throw into the other fact,
true.
Which is a sentiment running around through Twitter. You get the contrived suspension of Jaden Stevenson, who'll play this weekend, just fell into the window beautifully and then found the loophole for him to play a bit of VFL.
He'll play in a grand final.
Toby Green, for somehow, some way, has found himself on the outer. Now, they're going to appeal it tomorrow night, Thursday night, for Giants. They'll need some kind of extra evidence to beat that because you can't just turn up and present the
same
facts.
They need to fly down bloody Lachie Neale because he did it by phone, giving his evidence. They need to go and get him a chartered flight, and get him down here in person and just show his face. Well, they do, don't they? They've got to come up with some new evidence.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to beat it.
Embarrassing, from Luke. Now. This MRO and tribunal, they're embarrassing.
And then the other issue that comes out, and I have no issue with this. Shane Wakelin has been dragged into this, who was a member of the tribunal last night. Yep. Now, Wakes, of course, played for Collingwood.
Yeah, he did.
Darryl lives here in Adelaide. And they're outstanding individuals, the Wakelin boys.
Yeah, they
are. And but people are dragging it in saying, you've got an ex-Collingwood man on the tribunal sitting on a case that affects the Collingwood Football Club, and whether or not should the AFL have just picked from its pool and grabbed somebody else to take out that so-called perceived bias. Now, I think that's a load of crap.
That is it,
Because I think you don't get onto that panel in the first place if you have character flaws.
Mm.
No. And if you can't be objective. So correct. I think we can put that one
away.
Truly aside. But you look at Toby Green, and again, Paul Roos used to say it to us all the time, Jars. Here's the test. This is the test Roos always put to us. He goes, would you want somebody missing a grand final or a prelim final for that?
No.
No.
No. No, no, no.
I'm not giving you a name. I'm just saying, would
you want
a player, any player in any team missing a prelim final
for
a grand final for what
he did,
what he was supposed to have done, which was then not confirmed by the person who was on the receiving end.
Yep.
Now, I know that everyone's an old player's code and everything else. I don't care what it is, but you've got a guy who hasn't said that he had contact around the ice, but it's got no weight.
It was murky. That footage is murky, isn't it, really?
Honestly, it's like people have been joking about it. It's like someone from the grassy knoll got him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The conspiracy theories will run long.
It's Toby Green,
You know, throw in Lockie Whitfield with the appendicitis, which everybody's suggesting now Ed served up the rabbit terrine, you know, or whatever. But it just, everything is working against GWS. And for whoever thinks that they're the AFL's team, they're not.
They're not.
Because they'd be getting off otherwise.
We know who the AFL team is. Yeah. Richmond Footy Club.
Absolutely. But what do we think now? We sit here and we go,
I don't think he's got any hope tomorrow night.
How does he beat it?
I don't think he can,
you know,
to be honest with you. But I hope I'm wrong, because we need to, you know, you want a Toby Green playing, because he's a very good player when he's focused. But it's embarrassing, Luke.
You know, and correct. He shouldn't have put himself in another situation.
No, he shouldn't.
Where it couldn't be
interpreted. But he's a competitor.
Yeah.
He's a fierce competitor.
But honestly, what are we playing for at this time? I thought at this time of year, you got a little bit more leeway.
Just a little bit.
Just a smidge.
Not much,
Because Tom Hawkins only gets a week.
We should have got two.
For a round arm.
Tom Hawkins shouldn't be playing in a prelim, and he's not, or grand final if they get in.
For
what he did.
Should have been settled.
We don't want kids doing that.
Propensity to hurt somebody. Yeah, this one of Toby Green, it's Toby Green being a pest again. Mm. And Lockie Neal will square him up next year, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Thursday night, tomorrow night,
time will tell.
They go to appeal, and boy, with the Whitfield injury, they need Green back, otherwise they're going to be in all sorts.
Yep, spot on.
Done and dusted.
It's a Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7, it's Adelaide's Triple M. It's a Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M. Brownlow night is happening at the Highway. You plus three mates could be there. The Highway's Brownlow on the deck with Jars and Louis. Bookings at thehighway.com.au. 133353. Call now if you want to go along.
Chance to win $500 too. It's a great night. Let's get there.
You've done it the last few years, haven't you?
You become the player.
Okay.
The player you get your table, you get a team.
That's your,
and, you know, it's up to you how you work from there. But the winner, pockets $500.
And
give an emotional speech about those.
Do the whole lot.
Those who've helped. And the whole
lot. So you were like Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
With the champagne
glass? Yeah, I was popping up around tables left, right and centre. Coming up out of nowhere and going, hi, enjoying yourself. Having a great night. What are you wearing?
Who by you?
All right. Straightening up for a moment. Yes. SA Footy lost a great today. Robert Odie passed away today, 77.
So he's a wonderful man.
Son of Jack.
Yep, one of the greats.
And just, amazing. And I was lucky enough to meet him through my time when I was at Norwood Jars. Mm. And obviously, David was out there with me as well. Yeah. So thoughts and prayers to their family. But, I mean, that family, the imprimatur that it's put on South Australian football, nothing short of outstanding.
Correct.
Absolutely outstanding.
He was a big mentor and a great influence on Neil Craig when he was coaching the Adelaide Crows. And he mentored me a fair bit when I was coaching North Adelaide.
Yep.
A wonderful man and he'd love a chat and a cup of tea.
Didn't he? He'd love to talk footy.
Oh.
He was amazing. And talk about Encyclopedia Britannica of football.
Yeah.
That's what he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had something for you on everything.
Everything. Yeah. So our condolences to the Odie family.
To the Odies.
Well done.
All right. just shifting tact. We'll raise this a little bit later. Andrew Fagan coming up, the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club. They've announced their coaching panel. Talk to him about that and the external review. Brody Grundy.
Yes,
obviously saying all the right things, suggesting he might want to head home. Is he just playing it a little bit? Because obviously he wants a long-term deal, wants 7 years. Yeah. Pies are only offering three. I think they got back to the bargaining table, then it quickly folded again.
Shut it down.
I mean, once upon a time, I don't know what's going on with you South Australians. Once upon a time, you could almost buy you with a car just to HSV. You know, the big Brock Commodore.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a few of you that took it that didn't come. But, you know, normally
Bradley.
Normally you guys were gettable with a car and a brown paper bag.
Motley.
Simple as that. What's changed?
Well,
how come you can't get one to come home? Hey?
Well, I'm going to ask Fags this question, but we should be offering him a 7-year deal. And if it's $1 million a year, do it, because he's the best ruckman. If we want to win a premiership, he's the one to lead the charge. Mm. Honestly, Luke, he's a bit different. He's a very intelligent young man. His family's born and bred here in South Australia.
Footy's not everything.
It's not everything. His girlfriend's a South Australian. He loves Adelaide. He'd rather live in Adelaide than Victoria. Loves the environment he's at the moment. But, Lou, this is where you want to get the big fish. And we don't have history.
No,
The club doesn't have history in getting the big fish.
Well, you know why? Because you fish off the jetty all the time. You've got to go out deep, mate.
You want us in the big boat.
If you want to land the big one, you've got to get the shark's boat, Aussie rules, remember it? Well, and get out offshore and go real big. Sam Edmund was the man that broke the news about the dispute. Here's Sam Edmund talking about Brody Grundy's contract negotiations.
Brody Grundy's another one contracted for next year. This could rage on to next year and could get quite messy. That standoff is no closer to being resolved. In fact, so firm are both parties in it that it's hard to see it being resolved at the moment. Grundy wants seven. Collingwood only willing to offer three. Time is on their side. But those comments from the All-Australian Ruckman earlier this week that Adelaide holds real appeal and there's some temptation and family there haven't done anything to bring the two parties together. They tried briefly in the wake of those comments and Collingwood said, nah, not interested.
And that's a good call by the footy club.
Yeah.
Because there's bigger fish to fry. It's a team game. Prelim final. And then it'll sort itself out. It'd be highly unlikely for him not to be at Collingwood.
Would they offer him four?
There'll be give and take in there somewhere. Because they, you know, it's like they don't grow on trees. Mm. My question for you though, if he comes to Adelaide on $1 million, does he get a mini me? $1 million. Does he? And does somebody have to grow the hair?
Riley O'Brien.
I don't care who it is, but grow it out. Samurai style. That's Brody Grundy style.
Yeah,
get around with the specs on. And do it all. How good would that be? I think everyone
Here's an idea.
We should have the mini-me round.
Because
we see it with the little nab Oz kickers.
Brilliant.
Every club, if you're the understudy for that position, you have to take on that look.
Yeah, okay.
So if somebody's running nude on top, you shave your head. If you're an inside mid, if I'm Cam out of Shulman and I'm second in line behind Sloaney, I'm getting wavy blonde hair. And lastly but not leastly, today is three things. Water monitoring day, cheeseburger day.
Yeah.
You and I are going to cross those two things off because we're good at that. And first love day.
Oh.
Who was your first love? Other than yourself, of course.
A girl called Karen Schultz, I think.
Karen Schultz.
Yeah, primary school.
Yep.
Yeah. Held her hand.
Smoocher?
I did smooch, but it was sloppy. It was all over the place.
Oh, you wouldn't know. How old?
I reckon I would have been about 12, 13.
Yeah, nice.
Held her hand. She had sweaty hands too.
Oh, no. for you. If anyone who knows Jas.
She was a very intelligent girl. Very, the smart one in the class. I was the dopey one.
She couldn't have been that smart.
Yours?
Oh, look. Probably don't really need to share. I'm trying to think. There's been a lot.
Been a few.
You know, back in, I was trying
primary school or high school?
Primary not really at primary school, growing up the country. High school. Maybe Katrina Waldron. Maybe grade five. She was grade six.
Who made the first move?
Might have made the move on me. And then I think Carolyn Anderson behind the butcher's shop was the pash.
She, oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How's that go?
Good. Just hold up a minute, family. The quiz is about to come up in about 10 seconds' time. We're just going to throw out a quick apology to Karen Schultz.
I've got the wrong one.
She's gotten awfully busy. We're talking about it's first love day. Jars reminiscing about his first love. Said in the break that it wasn't Karen Schultz. It was actually Karen Mueller.
Mueller.
We've gone to Hawkeye Score Review DRS on this one. So are you sure?
I am, Lou.
And was it still a bit wet?
Because she lived near Kildare College.
Right, okay. All right. So apologies to Karen Schultz, who right now was fielding a lot of phone calls and Facebooks and everything else about it. It's Karen Mueller.
Mueller.
Very nice.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, it's all cleared up. So, okay.
All good. All she was there. That was back at school.
Did you have to walk over and pick her up?
Yeah, I did. Scared of her dad too, I was. He was a big boy. Anyway.
Time
yes.
to try and give away the cash. $1,000 up for grabs, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Who's on the line, Joe?
Michael from West Lakes. G'day, Mick.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good.
Mick, who was your first love?
Oh, gee, I have to say my wife. That's
beautifully played.
Taken the, well played, straight back.
Well played, yeah. Well done, my wife.
Seeing she's sitting next to me, I had to play that one.
Yeah, well, we weren't so smart, so we're in stride when we get home, I tell you.
Good
All
on
right,
you,
mate. Automasters Lifeline, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. Here's Jar with the first question. Good luck.
Thank you.
Name the two members of the Adelaide Crows four-man coaching selection panel, Michael.
Name two of.
Two of.
Automasters.
Will GWS appeal the AFL Tribunal's decision to uphold Toby Green's ban from last night?
Yes.
Okay. Name the star Collingwood ruckman from South Australia.
Grundy.
Which tennis player told Pat Rafter to enjoy staying relevant, champ, on social media today?
Kyrgios.
Okay. When was the last time Glenelg won a Sandful Premiership? What year?
Was that 86?
Who was the starting point guard for the Boomers in the World Cup?
What's his name?
Pass if you
pass.
Want.
Okay. How many goals did the Adelaide United team kick against Newcastle last night?
One.
Was last year's Sandful Grand Final crowd over or under 40,000? Over or under?
Over.
Okay. What sport did the Adelaide Bite play?
Baseball.
James Podsiadly won an AFL Premiership in what year?
2011.
Oh,
wow. Lulu.
Michael from West Lakes, siren has sounded.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, the ball was heading inside 50.
Yeah, and wife next to him too.
Big Mick was about to pluck it out of the sky from six deep. Oh, no, Michael. No.
Oh, dear.
One, two. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Paddy
Neal. Correct. Yeah. Oh, Michael of West Lake Shore. It was Paddy Mills. That was the one.
I was going to say the guy that probably cost us getting a medal because he missed two free throws.
Brilliant, Mick.
Made one anyway.
That's
oh, geez.
Mate, I reckon that's the first time ever anyone's rolled with Automasters first up and really got through to the death. Oh, great effort. We've got no cash for you, mate, but we've got a great prize instead.
Yeah, you're off to Metallica S&M 2, Event Cinemas with San Francisco Symphony, October 9 and 11. Tickets on sale now at eventcinemas.com.au. There you go, Michael.
No props, guys.
Great effort.
At least you're in the good books with the wife.
That's
Mick,
it.
So you're winning.
That's amazing.
Great effort, mate. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, everybody else. Brilliant. Up next, Andrew Fagan coming up, the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club, discussing the coaching panel, the review, Brody Grundy. All of the above.
Yeah.
It's a rush hour. Triple M.
I was born with a stiff.
Stiff or soft?
That was soft.
Stiff or soft, Jars?
Yes, Lou.
Pretty straightforward. Captain of Toby Green, stiff or soft?
He's stiff. He's as stiff as I come, Lulu.
At this point, missing the
really
final.
Stiff, Lou.
Lockie Whitfield, the appendix gave way.
Yeah, that's stiff.
Oh, I tell you what.
You can't control that, Lou.
You cannot. And GWS, guess what? They've never won a game without at least Lockie Whitfield or Toby Green. And the six times they've both missed, they've never won a game. Stiff.
They're stiff.
Or soft.
They're stiff. No, they're stiff.
And Collingwood? Happy.
Very,
very happy.
Licking their lips.
All right.
Boomers finishing fourthly in the World Cup. Stiff or soft?
I'd love to say stiff, but we blew all those leads. A bit soft.
Oh, no.
We did. Yeah. I'm hoping that FIBA, when they hand down bogeys punishment, are going to be soft.
Adelaide Oval's SMA putting food and drink prices up for 2020. The fans stiff or soft?
Oh, the fans are stiff.
Oh, no.
Stiff as.
Lou.
Everybody. going, Gordon Gekko on us all. Greedy's good.
What about the Aussies losing the fifth test, Lee? Nah. Stiff or soft, the boys.
Who cares? It was the care factor.
Yeah.
Dave Warner.
Is he stiff or soft?
Averaging, what did he average?
Ten.
Nine? Ten. Stiff or soft?
He's soft.
Australian selectors for not dropping, Dave.
They're soft. Yeah. JL, listen.
Yeah. Take him for a walk around the oval and give him the Travis Head treatment. Trav Head.
Get the vest on.
Trav Head. Yeah. Stiff or soft?
Oh, he's stiff. Yeah, our boy Trav. What about those three AFL umpires paid 54 free kicks in the Lions VGWS? Are they stiff or soft, those umpires? They're 54 free kicks.
Their whistle hands are stiff from using them so much. I'm telling you right now. This is a great result. Caro. In no way involved in stiff or soft, but... Rampy Robes, Dane Rampy, won the Swansburn F last night. Bobby Skilton medal.
Did he really? Yeah. The Robes?
Yeah. Good old Rampy Robes. I hope he was wearing it.
He should have.
I mean, am I stiff or soft not to have received a Rampy Robe with our love of robes?
Yeah, we do. And I still wear mine with pride.
Our one. Absolutely stiff or soft.
You got any more?
Timmy Pine, for having to fill in for Murph for the entire week. Being called up off the bench, giving a run in the afternoons.
I think Timmy's soft.
Murph's off.
No, I won't count, mate. You're stiff.
You're a bit stiff. You're indeed. Stiff. All right. And I think lastly.
Yes, Caro.
And I'm trying to remember her name. Is Karen Schultz
stiff? No, Mueller.
Yeah, I know. Or Karen Mueller stiff or soft, because that was Jazz's first line. He was confused. He called her Karen Schultz. And then in the ad break, remembered it was Karen Mueller. While Karen Schultz had received so much contact, everyone said, "Did you kiss Andrew Jarman?"
I had Mick Jagger lips back then.
Oh, I bet you did.
Until I had this surgery on my bottom.
But it was Karen Mueller. Yeah, it was now fielding a plethora of calls.
Triple M.